Sassy.
Mom, I'm going to tell you this before they tell you this, because they're going to say a lie. Because you know how you told me men are providers and protectors, right?
Men are providers and protectors.
So that means they go outside and work.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So you know how David's dad stays home, right?
Yes.
Why David's mom goes out and work.
Okay.
So they was bothering me, talking about all the other stuff. And I was like, that's why your dad's a bitch. And then he's like, I'm going to tell your mom, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, but I don't want you to be mad at me because I call him a bitch because he stays home while his wife is working. They want to speak to you downstairs.
What up, Frocast? This your girl, AP. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, G, from the Cut to It podcast with NFL legend Steve Smith Sr. And you can catch us on Charlamagne the Guy's new network, The Black Effect, on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out at Cut to It on social media. Hey, but enough of that. Hey, with me and my wifey, when we want a good laugh, we want to hang around another funny couple because you can't do that trash right now. We tuning into the Frocast with King and Queen Germ. Hey, one thing for sure, y'all made me want to step my AKA game up. Y'all got about a million of them. But for real, though, keep doing y'all thing. Y'all giving us quality content. Subscribe to them. Give them 5-star ratings. G, Cut to It podcast with Steve Smith Sr. I'm out.
Yeah. What it do, man? This is Billy D. Braille, man, a.k.a. Mr. Talking, man. Slide through, man. Shout out to Frocast, man. The guy, Pod Strictly, man. What it do, man? Holla back, man. Talking TV, checking in, man. Shout out to the Frocast and the whole crew. Yeah, yeah. Keep talking your talk.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the highest rated podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you negative Nancy people, can't take a joke people, don't play well with other people's, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
So I ain't lovely today.
My lovely co-host, my lovely, problematic, daunting, always be shopping, all those superlatives that I give her. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro is My Halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, Your Grade is Your Motherfucking Grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader that you use. We own them all, so It's not hard to find us. You can go to Frocast.com. You can search on any DSP. Look up The Frocast. Boom, that's us. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon that you can join and get behind the scenes and exclusive content for as little as a dollar. And get shout out on the show like our latest two Patreons. We got Mr. Brian Armstrong and we have A. Coker. I told you, I didn't say A. Coker name like 5-6 times. He must keep changing cards or letting it lapse and keep coming back. But I just said this motherfucking name like 3-4 times. And we thank you, A. Coker, and we thank you, Mr. Armstrong, for being patrons. And y'all could be just like them. Get shout out on the show. Just it costs a dollar to get in, but it costs like $3 to $5 to really see some get the real deal shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's that? That's retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story. Instagram has changed the feature back, so you don't have to go through all those hoops to tag them to make a story. Just hit the little paper plane and add it to your story now. And then tag at Frocast, and then when you do it, and we'll shout you out again. Like Short T, Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, 12 Cal, A Sleazy Black Farmer, Eclectic, Corey Dos Equis, Uncle Dolomite, and everybody else that's showing love, man. We appreciate that, man, because, you know, sharing is caring, and it tricks the algorithm.
Okay.
So, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
It was pretty good. It's homecoming out here. So, of course, it's homecoming season at a whole lot of places. This is that time of year, but it's our turn in the city. So, I'm excited, having fun. I didn't get picked up by no bums this week, but I was
bummer. But I'm here all week, people. I'm here all week. I tell you, the jokes keep just keep coming.
But yeah, but somebody did tell me that I looked like $1 million on yesterday, so you know, the compliments keep coming. He was gainfully employed.
How do you know that?
Because.
Oh, you must have held a conversation with
him. I was at his job.
Yeah.
He worked at Wingstop. At least he had a job.
He might be homeless, though. He might need somewhere to stay. It's cold. It's getting cold. That weather about to flip. The hobosexuals are coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got to watch out.
Well, I didn't take any numbers. I didn't do anything extra. I just said, the man said, I looked like $1 million when I came in the room. He said, okay, Miss Lady, how you doing? It's like, okay, looking like $1 million over there.
Niggas want a tip.
You
they say
shining.
Anything.
You shining. Ha!
Niggas say anything. They want a tip. But, you
I'm
know.
I'm trying to tell you, the girl is a vibe.
That's what's up.
Just
do your thing. I mean, hey, I'm not hating. It don't bother me none. I mean, that's less work on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That should never come out your mouth, after you just said you would fuck with Chauncey.
If all these niggas out here boosting your head up, then what I need to do it for?
You do need to do it because you're the only one that matter.
No, but you getting it.
You
you're
the only
it,
one that matter.
You
so
getting
you
all
ain't
that
me,
love
no.
From all these niggas in the street.
And I can't do nothing with the niggas in the street,
hey,
so
just,
I need
just take
the nigga
compliment.
That I'm with.
Hey, if that compliment
I need
made
nigga
you
that
feel
I'm
good.
To be giving me these compliments.
Again, if that compliment made you feel good, relishing that. Somebody told
I'm
you look like $1 million a day. I ain't say it, but somebody did. That's how you got to look at it.
Yeah, but I want
you know
you,
what I'm saying?
I want you to say it though. Why you got
like,
so you know, to
play
so hard?
Like if I got my hair cut and you don't say my hair look good or whatever.
I don't never say your
random,
hair look good. I
random,
say, oh, your hair cut. Yeah. I see you got a haircut. That's me saying that it look good.
If some random tell me that, hey, I just take the compliment and roll with it. It don't mean nothing to me because
it apparently do.
Sometimes people don't. What you mean?
You recognizing people off the campus at their other job. So I'm trying to figure out. You can't even get the change right for you trying to holler. Oh, yeah. I know her from. Oh.
I said she goes to the school. That's
okay.
All I said.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
She stands out. She's about 6'3".
Okay.
So, I mean, you can't, whatever, but at any rate.
Yeah.
Lo and behold.
Yeah, lo and behold.
You see how it is when they try to deflect.
Ain't nobody trying to deflect nothing. I ain't trying to deflect nothing.
You are deflecting, but it's cool. I'm going to let you have it.
Because you can keep some thoughts in your head,
in
but
word,
you choose to say stuff.
But I'm just saying, though. It's.
I ain't need to know nothing about that lady.
What lady?
I ain't never seen her a day in my life.
I don't even. I just said she go to the college. What's wrong with that?
But what benefit is it?
You act like I was like, oh, nothing. It ain't like I spoke to her, nothing. I mean, I didn't say anything to her. But
I don't know what you said.
Thank you, whatever. I mean, I'm talking about, I just seen her. I was like, oh, that's the girl. When I saw her at the college, I said, hey, that's the girl that work at Whataburger. You know how I know? Because I just went to Whataburger. I have a photographic memory.
She can't be at the school and Whataburger at the same time. So when you saw her?
The other day. And I went to Whataburger just the other day, is what I'm saying. I went to Whataburger in the morning, Sunday morning. I saw her Monday.
Oh, interesting.
Then I saw her at her job on Tuesday. You see what I'm saying?
I guess.
Yeah. And don't try to say, oh, you must have knew she was going to be there. That's why you went. Your ass the one that wanted some Whataburger. That's why we stopped there. I was just stopping you before you give you any more ammo.
I wasn't even going to do all that. But obviously, you thought about it too much because you already been thinking about her.
If that's what you think, she's not even my type. So
what's your type?
What's my type? You. You're my type.
That's the easy out.
No.
That's the easy out. But you around here daydreaming about fucking Ashanti.
I ain't daydreaming about it. I asked the question. I haven't thought about it since I asked the question. That's it. I mean, you could have picked my three.
You didn't give them to me. You didn't give me that option. You sent me the outline and I didn't even know what that meant. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll get into that when I get to the conversation.
I don't know what that is. I just wanted to pick three that, you know, that you...
I was like, FMK, okay, FMLA, I don't know.
You see, you're giving away the Patreon stuff. You can't be doing that. You're doing it again, so just stop doing that.
You calm down. You can take a little edge off, sir.
I'm not taking the edge off. I'm just telling you what I hear from the people, from the Patreons. Okay. They say, hey, quit discussing that shit on the free show. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'll try to think about it next
time.
Yes,
be more conscious of that, Queen Jern.
Yeah.
So anyway, my week, let's go ahead and jump into it. Coach Jern update. It was what it was. We was playing a scrub-ass team, and we scrubbed their motherfucking ass. They ain't even get a yard on us this week. TBP probably helped them boys to probably negative 30 yards this game. Like, it was disgusting. It was disgusting. And then during the game, some fan want to start heckling me. I said, look, man, you might want to go over there and talk to the coaches on the other side, bro. I said, you got too much. I said, I got 7 points on the board right now. I was like, I got seven. I said, they ain't even got a yard. I said, so you might want to go talk to them. I said, matter of fact, you might want to sign up to be a coach and help out the community since you want to talk to me, dog. I said, I'm out here. I said, look, man, I got a game to coach, man. I can't be entertaining you. I was out there heckling with the fans, you know, having a good old time because this game was a joke. They couldn't eat. I mean, it was a – and then they're going to have the nerve. They had the fucking audacity to want to contest that I had an older player on my team. Guy, listen, y'all barely could get your fucking snap off, okay? You got way bigger worries than whether I got an older kid on my team.
Well, did you have an older kid on your team?
He's just big. He's nine years old. He a big ass now. His daddy is, if you see his daddy at the game, that tall ass nigga, that's his fucking daddy. So if you wonder why this nigga so big, look at his fucking daddy, coach. And then that coach had on some fucking shorts, like them little young nigga shorts that like halfway on his mid thigh. Nigga, I would be fucking disgusted if my football coach, if I was my son and I seen his coach out there with them kind of shorts on mid-thigh. Not the old coach's shorts.
I just hope that his dick gonna fall.
Not the whole coach's shorts. These some old young nigga shorts. And you out here coaching with half your fucking thigh out, my nigga. You deserve to lose. Then they had another coach that was like a teenager. I said, y'all really?
They grooming him.
Nigga, the coach needed grooming. You see what I'm saying? They were the most... They weren't lined up. They had like five niggas in the backfield. I mean, you should have seen it. I got tired of goddamn getting flags. I'm telling the kid my damn self, hey, 25, go up to the line. Put your mouthpiece in. Hey, you in the backfield. You need to move up some. I'm coaching them and my motherfucking team. Because this shit was just, I said, this is ridiculous. We can't even get no game going on because y'all, they had to stop the fucking game and do something with their team. And I was just like, and then we just, it was just. There wasn't no competition. That's why I wanted to win so bad last week. Because if we would have won last week, I mean, the week before last,
it would have been
close to a championship. I mean, close. Because we had the schedule set up. We was playing the Rudy Pools at the end of the year.
So now what y'all got going on?
We just going to finish in second place. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Runner up, which is first loser. Yeah. But not bad for the first year. Kids asked me today, coach, you going to come back and coach us next year?
And he do all that just to say yeah, or just to say something, and then come back and be with them nasty ass kids again.
I said, I don't know, man. It depends on how y'all do this last game, bro. I told him straight
right
up.
Right on back over there.
I said, if y'all beat these niggas 50 to nothing, I'll come back, man. Any point less than 50, man, I'm going straight back with the intermediates, man. Because the intermediates.
Now you're going back to the intermediates.
No, I'm
staying. You need to let that whole thing go.
I'm going
to
stay with the peewees, man. I got a certain joy with the kids. I mean, you know, just like seeing them. Because then it's like, I'm going to be honest with you, it's easy on me, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's more of a headache at practice because they're fucking kids, but on game day it's a whole lot easier. It's less stressful.
I guess.
It's less stressful, and so, you know, it's just, you know, it's easy. Not gonna say it's easier, but it's easier on me, on my body. I've actually sleeping like intermediate games. I don't sleep for a game,
which is foolish.
But pee wee games, I'm able to get some sleep. Cause it's
intermediate
like,
games, you should still get some sleep because I'm trying to not doing that.
It's a total different ball game. And you know, maybe I was just the old man's getting old now, and the intermediate was too rough on me. You know, but we won. As far as the intermediate goes, they had a tie. And this was the first time.
What was the score?
It was 12-12. They did an overtime, and both teams scored, and they just did one overtime. And you know, I can deal with a tie. With overtime. I could deal with that because at least you gave motherfuckers a shot instead of a goddamn tie and this is game over. Like, what the fuck you mean game over, nigga? Like.
So what was the little kid's score?
Little kid's score, 18-0.
Okay.
We played at 9 o'clock in the morning with little kids. We got an excuse why we ain't score more points. The fucking, it was, all the dude was on the ground and.
The kids were slipping.
No towels. Nope. The referee ain't have a damn towel. My towel was in the goddamn car. And so I was just like, Jesus Christ. And so the ball was just wet as hell. The ball just falling all over the place. Like, it was disgusting. So then the clock wasn't working, so I don't know if they was pencil whipping us with the time. Because I was like, damn, we had 2 minutes already? Like, shit. Like, how much time we didn't use? Nigga, this clock must be rolling, nigga. Like, rolling. So it was just
they ain't had time for that.
Yeah, so it was like 18-0.
They were gonna drag that out.
So, you know, we whooped their ass. They ain't scored. They ain't even get a yard on us. So, I got the guys donuts tonight at practice, man. You know.
I guess.
Something I never, ever do. And I never, ever would do it again. Because it was just,
They were hot when I brought them.
I don't give a damn. Shit, them niggas. Hey, next time they getting Publix donuts. Shit, they ain't get no goddamn Krispy Kreme too fucking expensive. I'm going to Publix. Give me them goddamn donuts. Matter of fact, give me the ones from yesterday.
Don't do that.
Nice
don't
shit.
Do
that,
sir.
Motherfucker's gonna tell me, then one of the kids, like, oh, they're just plain donuts. Oh, motherfucker, your ass ain't finna get shit, little nigga. You know what I'm saying? You the last one finna. I see you reaching your hand out for a donut, nigga. I'm gonna give you a napkin last. You're getting your napkin last since you got so much to fucking say. They're just plain donuts. Then I heard one kid, oh, man, yes, Krispy Kreme. I'm glad you ain't get Dunkin' Donuts, coach. I said, yeah, them ain't real donuts. Fuck Dunkin' Donuts. Excuse me, Dunkin'. They dropped the donuts because now they want to serve
you. They got everything.
Ugh, disgusting. And that shit ain't. And they don't cook none of that shit on site. Y'all stop eating at Dunkin'. Okay, just drink that coffee and move the fuck on. Get they thawed out ass donuts. They make in some big ass fucking factory somewhere. Cause they don't make them on site. Not like the KK Krispy Kreme, straight out of the crib. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you like them.
No, it's good. Is it not a good product?
Quality.
Thank you. I mean, you can't argue quality. What we got? Krispy Kreme, Newports, Cookout, Bojangles. Like, all these exports we putting out here. And we got more and more and more.
Quality.
Quality. You heard me. Quality. Pepsi, quality. You know what I'm saying? So, don't sleep.
Don't sleep on them.
Don't sleep on them. That's
where
all I'm saying.
Where'd your wine come from?
Come on now. It's a Carolina thing. Come on, man.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it came from Greensboro.
Mm-mm. Salisbury or something like that, yeah. Yeah, so you know. And that's another thing. Chair wine. Gas. I gave somebody one at work one day. Old Ed. He was just like, hey, man, that was a good soda right there, man. I said, oh, I smuggled those into the state. You can't find those nowhere there, Ed. You're going to have to hit the road for those, okay? You're not just going to find them. So, you know. But, yeah, I don't know how we got there. Talking about
it
the quality.
It was you talking about quality of
just
North
quality.
Carolina products.
Yeah, yeah, Yeah. I don't know how I got there, but I'm sorry, y'all. I got the rambling. Got to talk about NC.
It was about the Krispy Kremes.
Oh, the Krispy Kreme, the donuts with the kids, and then we ended up from North Carolina. Man, yeah. Look how we tied it all back.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, so we going. We got a bye week this week, so there won't be no Coach Durham update. We only practiced 2 days this week because it's homecoming. And, hell, we only had maybe – I had more – like, they had 12 kids on the intermediate came to practice today, and I might have had 12 or 11 because I had – everybody got 2 donuts, and I had 2 donuts left, so do the math.
Yeah.
That's what, 11?
If you had 20, that would have been 22 kids, yeah.
Yeah, so I had 11.
I had 22 donuts, so it would have been 11 kids.
Yeah, so 11 kids at practice.
So you didn't give none to the other kids, and you had enough to give all of them something?
Them other kids tied. I didn't have enough bread ties for them niggas.
Really?
Yeah. My team, the Pee Wees, put up the 0 and gave up 0 yards. That's why they got donuts, and they got 2 donuts for 0 points and 0 yards. That's why they got 2 donuts.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
You know, but.
That's all like for I the said, Coach Germ.
Coach Germ update over with. We got one more game left. No game this week, so taking it easy this week. So
take it easy.
Yeah. I might, you know, this is off the Coach Germ thing. I might take Queen Germ out this week. I don't know.
I might. You need to. Shit, you done promised me now.
What you mean promise? Let me tell you about your girl Queen Germ now. So peep
this. Don't be telling my business.
I'm going to tell your fucking business because I tell everybody fucking business. So I've been told. I come on here. I tell people business. But, you know, fuck them niggas. They know who I'm talking to. So anyway, Queen Jern tried to finesse her way into a ticket. Well, finesse her way out of a ticket.
I
say, yo, man, you know, she said something about 85 South coming to town. So I said, oh, okay. I fucks with the homies. I fucks with Carlos. I fucks with Chico. I fucks with DC Young Fly. I fucks with them niggas. All right, bet. How much is the tickets? Oh, cheapest one is $175. I said, God damn, $175? I'm sitting here thinking like, oh, these niggas getting it.
They getting it for the old and the new, baby.
I said, oh, damn. I'm thinking like, oh, so that's the price for the C85 South? Oh, these boys is, hey, this is. So, you know, I kind of hang on front. I started hating a little bit. Cause I was just like, yo.
I was just like, yo.
I can't get these niggas one set. I said, that's too much. I said, these niggas trying to charge me for last year and this year, right? So you know, I had let it go. Like we ain't going then. Fuck. Talking to one of my coaches last night, he was just like, oh yeah, man. Me and my old lady going to see 85 South. I said, oh damn, I would have went, but that damn ticket was too high. He was like, what you mean? I said, shit. Somebody told me the ticket was like 175. He was like, damn, I'm glad I grabbed mine early then because I only paid $75 for mine. So I was like, what the fuck going on? So I go look up on the website. Why the tickets is $75, $55, $45?
But I want to be in VIP.
And then I see, oh, the VIP ticket, $170. Oh, so you want a VIP ticket.
I am VIP, ain't I?
Let's see.
I
mean, to me, so you don't need no VIP to see nobody else. Like, what's that?
I mean, I done met Chico Bean. I got a picture with him.
Okay, so what? Why you need to?
I need to get the rest of them.
No. So that's what I'm like. So, you know, one, we can get me and your ticket for the price of that. I mean, you can go by yourself.
It's not the same.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, you go by yourself. If that's the price, but me and you can get a ticket for the price of that one VIP ticket. I mean, hell, you could probably get this. What's VIP? What you think gonna happen?
I get close enough. I can see the people.
They probably gonna still be around. You probably run into them after the show. And you ain't gotta pay VIP.
You don't know that though.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
I know that.
My chances.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a statistical difference.
That's decreasing my bank account too. You see what I'm saying?
But you okay?
What would you rather be low? Your chances or my account?
I'm gonna say
your chances, you know, or my account. Which one you want to be low?
Gonna make me happy.
Which?
I think that if we gotta decrease your account a little bit, it will be all right. You will make more money. Mm. I promise you will. Manifest.
You will have more chances than I will have money. How about that? Manifest.
Whatever, nigga.
Manifest that.
Nigga.
You have a chance every second.
Well, I need you to keep your word and take me out and show me a good time.
What
I'm
you mean
just
show you a good time? Hey, I said we going
else.
To the... What?
You said a date. We're going to eat.
I'm buying tickets to the concert. That's the date.
We're going to the comedy
show. No, we're going to eat home. We're going to eat at home. And then we're going to go to the show. And then we're coming back home.
For what?
For what? What you mean?
It's homecoming.
And I'm coming home after the show.
No, baby.
Shit.
No, baby.
That is what it is.
Get your mind right.
No, listen. I'm telling you to get your mind right now. So it ain't no fucking surprise.
I'm saying the comedy show is at 8 o'clock. We can go get something to eat at 6.
No. Listen. We're going to eat here at this house. We're going to make us a couple sandwiches.
Definitely not no sandwich.
I mean, what you mean? What's wrong with that? Some cold chicken. Take some food with you.
I'm not packing shit. I want to go and have a full, nice night. So we'll talk about that off.
I'm just letting you know now. The concert, and then we're coming home. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. No. We might stop at Wendy's on the way home. Uh-uh. Just depends on how bad traffic like is. That. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, McDonald's got the $3 bundle deal.
I don't
deal.
Like McDonald's like that.
You like nuggets and fries.
I like Big Mac. That's the only thing I like.
Man, you like nuggets.
I eat nuggets every now and then.
Well, okay, just get you a McDouble and tell them to add some Big Mac sauce to it, and it's the same thing. And lettuce take the mayonnaise and tell them to take the ketchup and the mustard off. It's the same fucking thing.
It's too much you're asking for. But all I can say is just put it together because you got a couple of days to get yourself together. Just go ahead and do what you got to do so we can have a nice
I'm looking at
night.
My account now, and I'm telling you this. We're going to the show, and we're coming home. Do you not, like, what part do you understand?
I understand.
You paying for the meal? You going to pay for all the rest of the extras? Because like I told you, your chances, my account, decreased. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I appreciate the gesture, so I guess
yeah, you better just take what you can get. Take what you can get. Be happy you in the damn number. That's all I'm saying.
Who else is gonna be in the number?
I'm just saying in the number in the building. I mean, we could have been in the number here at this house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, y'all might get back to work, girl. Yeah, you know, see the 85. I said, girl, me too. I was up in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how y'all be? Just be happy you in the number.
Okay.
Like, shoot. I mean, I'm not now. You see. Like I said, it's in the nosebleeds, but you in the building. You here for the jokes, right? That's all you here is for the microphone.
I can't be in a nosebleed. If it was $45 ticket, if I got a $75 ticket, I shouldn't be too close to the $45 people, is it?
What I'm saying is this. You're in the building, so therefore they probably got some kind of big screen in there. You can watch it on there. But you're listening, though. It's jokes. But it's jokes.
I want to be able to see the people.
You can see him on the TV screen. Like, just look at the screen. You see him. Like, I mean, what? You ain't gonna be. Listen.
That's like I was at the inauguration.
Hey. Well, think of it as that then. You're at the inauguration again, but this time it's just gonna be funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna see Barack Obama.
I couldn't. All I saw him was on the screen.
Okay, so that's why you're gonna see Chico Bino. Because,
you gotta do better.
Listen, I was working.
It's not too early,
it is too late.
I mean, it's not too late to fix that.
The tickets is paid for. I mean, but it's cool. We'll have a good time.
We'll have a good time.
Yes.
So that means you have to get me some liquor or something before I get there.
We got liquor in the house. We still got the same two bottles. You go ahead and you can take that with you. I mean, like, listen, we gonna ball on a budget. We gonna ball on a budget.
So I got to smuggle Hennessy in the people, please.
Listen, you do what you do. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
So I can't get no drink, no fries, or nothing while I'm in the place?
I mean, if you take some, we could take some fries. We could take, listen, how big is your purse?
They're going to
be searching, though, because that's going to be niggas. They're going to be searching that shit.
I mean, I'm going to eat before I go if I got to do all that. I was trying to go to dinner, so clearly don't matter.
I mean, it's cool. We'll make it happen, though. We'll see what's
going
on.
But I appreciate you for the kind gesture, I guess.
Hopefully it turns out. It works out. Everything works out.
I'll give y'all an update next week.
Yeah, Queen Jern be back with an update. Let her know how her date went. I mean, how the comedy show went.
Yeah, because clearly it's not a date since I can't do nothing but go to the comedy show.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, hey, we got slow roll it. Got slow roll it.
Meanwhile. And I gave you the best 20 years of my life.
Oh, here we go with that. Like I ain't give you the best 20 of mine.
I don't think so.
Like, you ain't get a good 20 from the nigga. I feel like Kobe out here. I done played through injuries and everything.
Child, please. What you got on that thing?
I ain't asked for a trade yet. Stay down.
Child, boo.
They ain't test free agency and none of that shit. Let me ask you a question. You're a woman, right?
I was born one.
Okay. All right. So, have you ever did like a test on somebody to see, you know how women do little stuff? I'm going to do this to see if he react the way I want him to react. And I know that
I typically don't do that type of stuff. I mean.
But you got friends who have done it, right?
Yeah. You know. I mean, people try to do different things. I mean, you don't answer your phone. You know, you go for a while, you talking to people on a regular basis, then you don't answer your phone. So you're trying to see if a nigga keep calling you, you be dodging them, see if they really, really like you, or all kind of little bullshit, you know. But yeah, not.
My thing was to call them and get their phone number and not call them for like a week. I'd wait.
So they could forget about you?
Yes. Yeah, that was my thing. It backfired on me sometimes. They're like, ooh, I don't remember. Well, okay, cool. It doesn't matter. I wasn't memorable.
So you got my number. You called me pretty quick, though.
Yeah, I did. I was thirsty. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was going on.
Again.
Well, no, I just really see it because I thought because you was.
No, nigga.
You don't see. You ain't let me say what I said because the way you was willing, I was like, I think this girl lying. That's why I called you so.
Because
fat.
I was nice.
Yeah, because you was nice, and I was just like, I think she's lying, like.
But you thought I was not going to school or
No. I just thought you was lying then when I called and you said the name you gave me versus the name that was on there.
I'm saying you should have put two and two together. If I said one thing, it was short for the real name. So the real name was on the answer machine because I'm trying to get a damn job.
I got you. But it was just like I didn't tie two and two together. You got to understand. I was buying some blunts. I was going to get high.
Yeah.
And but you're
still going to get high 20 years later.
Well, let me talk about this woman and her test, man. Getting back to the women and the test, man, before we go off on a tangent. This woman went on a blind date with this guy, and she took 23 family members on the date with her to test the man's generosity, right? So a man was left with an enormous bill when his blind date brought 23 members of her family with her to test his generosity. However, her rather bizarre tactic well and truly backfired when her date, known as Mr. Lou, 29, did a runner. Runner is, he got the fuck out of there.
As he should.
The rather ambitious singleton was then left to foot the bill herself at a cool $3,100. We're sure she was less than pleased.
She shouldn't have had to foot the bill herself because the people who came there and ate all that damn food should have had some money too.
I mean, first of all.
Everybody could have paid for their own stuff.
$3,100, that's about 20.
That's over $100 a person.
Yes. So them motherfuckers
were
eating.
So y'all were eating.
They wasn't even trying to be.
They weren't even trying to do right. Because y'all say y'all at a damn Chinese restaurant.
They could. They,
it ain't shit you should have been buying at the Chinese restaurant for $150 a person.
Hey, man. Fogo de Chao is expensive.
$150. That means your ass should not have been there. And furthermore, if you thought that one person should eat $150 worth of shit, you already knew that was enough food for a blind date. Like, if I went and you went, that means your total was going to be $300. He was already doing too much. So you brought 23 other motherfuckers. That means you ain't really like this man. You couldn't like him. Because there ain't no way in the world we going to get past this one date.
Hell nah.
Because that's a damn more. That's like 2 months in somebody's house.
$3,100 date?
One day. For one plate of food, I'm gonna shit out.
First of all, I wouldn't even got that far in the date. Soon as the mother,
I saw the people show up.
Soon we get there, sit down. They tell me, we need to take for. I'm seeing all these niggas. As soon as they ask us,
he already knew what it was.
When they set that water down, I'm out. I'm going to the bathroom real quick.
They end up paying for his food too, innit? Because if he left on their ass, whatever he did eat, he ain't paid for that shit either.
Mm.
So y'all end up paying for his food and y'all food.
So 25 people, $3,100.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Foolish.
Mm.
Foolish. And my thing is, when you want to try to see if somebody like you or whatever, you see behaviors, situations, but not in nobody's pocket. Because that right there just sound like you want to see if the nigga had enough money to pay for you and all these people to show up, which is really childish to me.
No, I'm going to be real. If I pay for everybody, are we fucking? Just so you know.
Shit, we all fucking.
Matter of fact,
I'm fucking all the people I want to fuck out this room.
I'm be like, yo, I'm picking them all. Yo, you bring auntie,
cousin. Not your auntie.
Grandma.
Not your auntie.
Who else? Who is that right there? Who? Yeah, bring her too. We about to fuck this off. Yes, sir.
Y'all gonna be fucking for a while.
Hell yeah.
Hey, behind $40 a head, I don't think.
Not no $40. No. I'm getting massages and everything. Standing on my back. She massaged me. We gonna work this off. Cause $3,100. If I've been the simpleton to pay that shit, man, you crazy. But like I said, I wouldn't even made it to the water. They wouldn't even.
I would have just left her too. Because it don't even make no sense. Like, what was the purpose? If he did pay for all of that shit, you would have been your mind would have been so blown that you would have thought he was that nigga. And then he could have got you home next week and start beating you upside your damn head.
So put it this way. His mom is the one who set up the meeting after becoming concerned about his lack of dating life. In hope to impress his date, Mr. Liu had agreed to pay for the meal, not realizing that her entire extended family would be joining them. The woman explained to local media that she wanted to test her date's generosity before committing to a relationship. Oh, bitch, if I just bought all these money, if your auntie over there and ate my goddamn food up, $100 worth of food, you ain't got to test me for shit.
My thing is, you test me if we all going somewhere where the food is $9.99 a head. If we going to the Ryan's, you can bring all your people in when it's, what, $17 nigga, that's on a Sunday?
Nigga, I done paid $3,000. They might as well let me rent this motherfucker out, goddamn.
Y'all could have had a damn event up in that piece.
Hell yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
if you going somewhere where the damn food $9.99 a head, okay, that's fine, cuz it's $10. If the drink included, or we got to add $2 more per person for the drinks, hey, we still under $400. But y'all niggas over here eating big.
But look, they said Mr. Liu was happy to pay for a small portion of the meal. He insisted that the woman and her family should be paying for their share.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He was understandable about it. Like, that should let you know that he's a reasonable guy to get in a relationship with. He ain't no fucking fool.
Yeah, because for one, you look stupid when you brought all them people. Because for one,
all them niggas was hungry. Let's keep it real. Them niggas was fucking hungry.
But I can't even get to know you if Shay Shay and Kiki and them, they got the churn, and somebody else over here, who's having a conversation with me? Everybody is doing whatever. You can't tell me that this is a real date, because I ain't getting to know nobody. I just know that you got a big family. These niggas loud. These niggas hungry. These niggas is eating shit they can't even pronounce off these people menu. Because you're not finna tell me that each person spent over $100 and they used to eating here. Them niggas ain't used to eating out like that.
Niggas eating squid and all that shit, getting the big shit. But
they ain't never been to them people restaurant before.
Give me that octopus. Give it here. Well.
So he did good to walk out on her, because it's no way in the world you were supposed to sit there and pay for that meal for all them people, and you didn't even agree to that. Like, y'all needed to been at somebody's fast food restaurant if you was going to do all that.
Nigga, you could have got a couple buckets of chicken.
And was at the house.
Yes, sir. You could have
got some barbecue or something.
Four Colonel Sanders goddamn buckets.
Yeah, family buckets for $100.
Made it look like a goddamn repast around that motherfucking nigga. Hey, everybody would be eating.
Biscuits, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Nigga got some wings. Nigga got like a 500-piece wing, nigga, and fed everybody.
Not 500-piece.
You know what I'm trying to eat people?
It wasn't but 23 people.
Well, shit. That I'd rather you eat 20 wings a piece than goddamn $100 worth of. If you're going to spend $100, that's $100 a person. $100 to get you 100 wings.
Yeah.
So, shit. Yeah.
But I just say that was tacky. So don't. I hope she learned from her encounter that ain't the shit people do.
Speaking of shit that people doing, an all-female thruple has vowed to marry each other and raise kids as a trio. So Queen Germ, while two of the three women got married in 2018, they continue to explore ethical non-monogamy and date other partners both separately and with each other, but none of these relationships flourish. I wonder why. So the all-female thruple, Destiny Dez Cruz, 30, met Keisha Kells Sellers on a dating app, and they fell in love. Early on, they discovered they were both open to the idea of having other partners while continuing their relationship. See, I really don't think you want to be in a relationship if you want to be with somebody but still want to be with other people. Like,
but if they happy and they can agree to the terms, why is that such a horrible thing?
I mean,
you got to find somebody who's okay with whatever you're okay with. You can't say, like, oh, that means you don't want to be with people. That means that you enjoy getting to know people. Like, what's so wrong with that?
So they said, through dating and learning from each other, we discovered that we both identified as ethically non-monogamous.
What the fuck? The people just come up with this shit as they go. Because you already suggesting that not being monogamous in some cases is supposed to be unethical. Mm. When if you all have agreed to it and that's the terms of your relationship, you don't have to throw the ethical part on top of it.
I guess they're saying they're non-monogamous with ethics.
That ain't no ethics. Because if you slapping your coochie up on somebody and the other one doing with hers, what she want to do with it, in somebody's eye, is not ethical because y'all supposed to be in a committed relationship. That's why you went and got married. Mm. That's what that means.
It said it took steps to research and identify resources to help explore polyamory in a healthy way, said Kells. They got married in 2018. They kept exploring. Then it says,
so they Christopher Columbus.
In 2020, Kells met another woman called Charisse Reese Allen on a dating app and found they had an easygoing and natural connection. When Reese and Dez were introduced to each other, shortly after, they began a separate relationship and then became a committed throuple.
Foolishness.
Now they share life on TikTok and Instagram, giving followers an insight into their close dynamic.
And the people be, you know, I mean, like, you got some people who going to be supporters and some people not. It's, I mean, and the
when is enough enough? Soon they're going to have, like, quadruple couples. And quad, what you call that? Quadruple.
Quadruples.
Quadruples. Centuples. All this shit.
I mean, people do what they do. And I just feel like, you know, for some
people. The couples.
Some people are not built to be in a monogamous relationship. And it's good that you know it. You can identify. You can get the people that will go along with what you got going on. Because otherwise, you ain't doing it but hurting people in line.
And working hard. It's hard work to keep up with.
They got it made now. You got three incomes. Now, what could we do with an extra income in here?
I mean, what, you want to explore that life?
I'm not making
that
suggestion.
Is that what you're saying? Are you excited? Is that what you're saying?
The person got to be
if
making.
We get a third income?
They got to be making as much money as I am. It can't be nobody
let's
in
here. Find
that's
her then.
Group.
Let's find her then.
You can get them in here.
Let's find her. Hey. Let's find her. Come on. We can bust this rent down three ways then.
We're not having no throttle though. Because that means I got to like the people and I don't want to lay up with nobody.
You laying up with the money. That's how you got to look at it.
I'm not pressed.
You getting some of your shit. But it might have an advantage to the throuple. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. You know how sometimes you have to deal with me and my bullshit? You can be like, you know what? Let her deal with him and his bullshit today. I don't want to hear it. Because just think about it.
It's never going to be that easy. I'm a jealous person.
Like they say, nigga, you just can't fuck my old lady now. You got to take her when she want to talk about all the boring shit. You got to hear her nag. Nah, nigga, you just can't have the good parts. So just sexing her down or whatever. And it's all good. No, nigga. You can't treat me like Emmett. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
But see, it's beneficial for you because I don't get to fuck nobody. That's the thing I'm talking about.
What you mean?
I'm not fucking no broad, so what am I going to do? I'm going to watch her have sex with you? That's never going to be my thing. The only thing I'm saying is
you can join in and make a competition. You can be like, you can sit there and you're like, yo, I got to outdo her. She did her thing. Now, I'm up to Annie. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
good. I'm
that's
good.
All I'm saying. It could be like a...
I'm a very jealous person, so... I be done fucked around and kill a lady and then real problem. So it's not that serious.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You don't know who you're dealing with.
So no throuple.
No throuple.
Man. Three incomes, though.
All I was saying, financially, it would be beneficial. I'm not saying that I'm suggesting it or am I okay with it for my lifestyle. But for those who it works for, go ahead and do your thing. But no, that wouldn't probably work for me. I mean, it ain't even no problem. It wouldn't. Because if you saying it's a girl, then no.
Wow. Well, we'll try this again in 6 months. We'll revisit this.
No, we're not. We're not revisiting shit. I got kids to raise. I'm not doing all that.
That's what I'm saying. What if you meet a girl with a little baby? And then that way you can, you know, you can have a baby again. You know what I'm saying?
I'm over it.
I'm
over it. I wanted another child, but I'm over it at this point. I'm convinced. I'm too old for that.
Okay. Speaking of people that's too old for things, I was on Twitter the other day, right? And this couple, or I'm not going to say couple, but these people were going back and forth on Twitter about some nasty shit that happened. And basically, they were just outing each other. And it started off with a text message where the dude was like, I miss you. And she said, I don't know. I have to think about it. And he said, baby, I got to ask you something. And she said, what? He said, you want to try something different the next time we link? She said, like what? He said, how about you fuck me this time? She said, what do you mean? And he posted a picture of like a rubber dildo. And he said, like with one of these, right? And then she was like, you know, you the same nigga, same lame ass nigga who was begging me to peg that loose ass booty of yours. And not to mention your nasty ass painted on my shit. Like I said, you don't wash your ass. You talking about piss, but did you suddenly forget that you begged me to eat me out on my period? Now listen, the story goes on and on. It's disgusting. Like, I don't understand outing somebody that he said he pissed in your face and you drank.
And like, licked it off the floor.
Yeah,
and
licked it off the floor.
That's disgusting.
And then you're saying that he don't wash his ass. You sucked his dick. And his dick smelled like cheese and it smelled like shit, but you still sucked his dick. Y'all both out each other and y'all both and y'all are nasty. Fucking disgusting.
Yeah. There's nobody else. Y'all deserve to
there's
be
no winner. There's no winners in this situation. Everybody's losers, okay? So you outing him. He outing her. He never denied eating her out on the, you know, on the period. So
which, I'm sorry. You doing too much. Ah. You doing too much. You doing too much.
That's disgusting.
I can't stand myself on my period on. I damn sure ain't
finna
nobody
white
to eat
boy told
out.
Me. White boy told me, he said, you can eat her out on her period because you're not really licking the. I said, whoa. I said, bro, you telling me. He was like, you're not down there. I'm like, bro, listen. That's why I know white people vampires. Because they are infatuated with blood. They like their meat bloody. They love, they just blood. They are fucking wild. And if you eat a girl out on her period, you a nasty motherfucker. I'm just going to go ahead and say that because that's a little bit too much iron in the room for me.
Yeah.
And I can't do it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yes.
That's a lot. I don't even feel comfortable with nobody face down there. So I don't even understand what are you hoping to do? Like, you like eating pussy that much till you eating somebody on a period? That's sick.
She said it was clots on her neck.
And he was eating the clots.
Eating the clots.
Like, who the hell is eating blood clots?
This nigga is a mother. We wonder why we got the Rona going around right now.
That's why.
Niggas out here.
Eating period blood.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
That's nasty. And she nasty for letting him do it.
Yeah. Because
ain't no way in the world. And anytime something, you licking piss off the floor. Who the fuck is licking piss off the floor? Who?
Hey.
That is nasty.
Goddamn.
Anywhere in the world, you think a nigga come to me and say, you could never come to me and tell me, oh, baby, I want to pee on you. You want to pee on me, and then you want me to do what with it?
So you wouldn't let me pee on you?
Nigga, no. I keep trying to tell you, I have no desire to have pee on me. I peed for several years of my childhood. I do not want pee nowhere near me.
I don't understand the fascination. Why would you want to pee on somebody? What's sexy about that?
I do not know.
What is sexy about that?
Pee stinks and it's sticky.
I mean, well, that nigga need to drink some water then.
I mean, it's only sticky because, I mean, anything has residue in it.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's, you know what I'm saying? If you let the shit dry on you. So, if somebody around here, I mean, like, who is drinking piss? And then I don't lick nothing off the floor. It could be my damn favorite meal. I'm not going to get on the floor and lick the shit up off the floor.
These people are fucking crazy. It's crazy people out here. This shit blows my. I'm glad I'm off the streets, bro. I'm glad because if this what you got to do in 2021,
I'm just trying to understand, like, what the hell? Like, if you want to, I mean, like, piss is wet and of course it's a liquid, so and it's hot, it's body temperature. So if you need to wash, just get in the shower and wash. What do you need somebody to piss on you for?
I don't get it. Why? What is?
And clearly she was getting pissed in the mouth.
What is so like? People got some weird kinks. Pissing on somebody?
But I'm just trying to figure out, okay, so if you think about these fantasies, they have to originate from something. So why are you fascinated with urine? Like, what is in urine? Is it a chemical thing that you're attracted to? Is it the actual liquid? Is it the warmth of the liquid? What is it in urine that anybody could like? Tell me one benefit that you could get.
Can't you simulate that in the shower? I mean, the shower head can do that.
It should be hot water.
Like, if that's what you like, but I just don't understand.
And like I say, piss don't smell good. It's just not for nobody to say they drinking it. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
For real? That's too much.
Sorry for some of my listeners. I didn't want to gross y'all out with that one. But, yeah, it's a wild story.
Yeah.
Wild story.
You need to stay off those websites.
That's Twitter. This was on Twitter. Like, this was on the timeline. I was like, damn. This is wild. I mean, I read the whole thread, but it was, oof.
Yeah, I saw what you sent me, and it was plenty. Yeah. I couldn't go no further than what I saw. When I say, when the thing say, lick the piss off the floor, you was licking the pee off the floor. I was like, yeah, these people here crazy.
It's that top 10 time, y'all.
Top 10, baby.
I mean, you know, we give y'all kind of top 10s. The content goes and goes. And in the spirit of Halloween, because when you hear this, it'd be almost Halloween. We're going to do the top 10 horror movies of all time. Might go a little bit more than 10. But it go a little something like this. Number 30, Host, never seen it. Number 29, Saw, 2004. So I guess that's the original. Number 28, The Birds, 1963. You ever seen that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why I don't leave my hair out.
Number 27, Dawn of the Dead. It came out in 1978. I think I saw it. I think that spawned all the Walking Dead shit. Number 26, Shaun of the Dead, 2004. Never. I think I saw a little bit of it, but I don't think it's really a horror movie. 25, Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984, the OG. Yes, Freddy classic. Say less. 24, Evil Dead 2. I don't think I've seen that. Number 23, The Babadook. They came out in 2014. I know I didn't see that. 22, Cabin in the Woods. It came out in 2011. I don't think I saw that one either. Number 21, A Quiet Place, came out 2018. I know I didn't see it. Number 20, Paranormal Activity. Now, this one here, it was in that Blair Witch Project vein where they was like, the whole movie was on like security cameras from the home and you start seeing freaky shit, but it really wasn't scary. Number 19, Suspiria, 1977. This looked like it's scary. It looked scary. Number 18, The Descent, came out 2005. Didn't see that. Listen, y'all, I stopped watching horror movies because the motherfuckers weren't scary. They were just fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm scared of everything.
The horror movies today are how much blood or how gory can I make it. It's not really suspenseful scary. It's just how gory can I be. And that's why I have a problem with all these newer horror movies. They're not fucking scary. They're just fucking gory. Number 17, It Follows. It came out 2015.
I jump a lot in these things.
Number 16, classic movie, An American Werewolf in London. Classic movie.
I guess.
Classic.
That thing didn't look ugly.
Yes. This dude, man, that movie a classic right there. I love that movie. Number 15, Wreck, 2007. Didn't see it. Number 14, The Blair Witch Project. Now, listen. Wasn't scary at all. It was fucking stupid. It was shot. They made it seem like it was shot by some kids in a film school class with a camera. It was not, because who was recording the nigga that was recording? You see what I'm saying? So fuck all that bullshit. Number 13, The Witch, came out 2015. Didn't see it. Number 12, The Wicker Man, 1973. I heard of it. Didn't see it. Number 11, Get Out. Really?
It was a horror movie.
Really? Fuck out of here. Number 10, 28 Days Later. Another Walking Dead type movie. Number 9, Scream. Now, true to the horror, like this movie, it was not scary, but it had all the elements of a horror movie. So one could argue this is one of the greatest horror movies of all time because it had all the elements of the scary movie. You know, you got the suspense, the whodunit, all that, you know, the killing, all it, okay. it had all that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the Scream mask, you know, all that stuff. Number 8, Alien.
Classic.
I did not know Alien was a horror movie. Did not know that. Thought it was sci-fi. Number 7, Jaws, 1975. Y'all know Jaws, man. We ain't gotta talk about his rap sheet.
Yeah, that's a quality movie.
Number 6, Halloween, the original, 1978.
That was a good year.
Hey, speaking of Halloween, man, did you see the little shit about Michael Myers? They came out and said he was homophobic because he killed 2 gay people in the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Listen, y'all need to stop, okay? Michael Myers is not homophobic. He's racist too because he killed black people, all that shit. So I don't want to hear that he's homophobic because he killed 2 gay people. Like, come on, stop it. Number 5, The Exorcist. Now, this movie came out in 1973.
Sick.
And it was one of those horror movies like they wouldn't allow pregnant women to watch this movie. That's how bad The Exorcist was back in the day, or how they thought how bad it was. Number 4, Hereditary, 2018. Of course, look at the year. I didn't see it. Number 3, The Thing. I remember that movie, but I don't remember that movie. Number 2, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, 1974. Leatherface, man, that was a scary motherfucker. That was a scary motherfucker. Leatherface, one of the top movie villains or whatever you want to call it, because he was a scary motherfucker. And the number one horror movie of all time is The Shining. Jack Nicholson, everybody remembers the scene, him busting through the door. Here's Johnny. You know what I'm saying? Everybody remember. So, yeah. So, look. That's another top 10 list. We've kind of extended it a little bit. Give y'all the top 30 horror movies for Halloween. You know, I'm going to give you one more 30. No, I'm not. I'm not the movie buff. Don't let me get in here. But I ain't seen no Friday 13th on there, which I'm kind of upset. Because they had a lot of bullshit on there and no Jason movies fucking made it. Really? Not one. Not one of the Jason movies made it. Stop it. Y'all fucking hating. At least part 2 should have made it. Part 2 at least should have made it, okay? So if you like those top 10, come back next week because we're going to have another one.
Pray for me.
Well, Queen Jern, got a real quick question. This show going to be long.
I see.
You've been married a while, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I got to ask you. And Beezy hates it. He said the Frocast has turned into a marriage podcast.
It hasn't.
Yeah, that's why I tell him
it hasn't.
He's like, yes, it has. I'm like, no, it hasn't.
I mean, we happen to be married, so yes, it comes up.
We don't give nobody don't fucking advice. It.
Yeah.
Nobody how to make your love, spice up your love life, and none of that shit. Nigga, stop. This is not a relationship podcast or a marriage show. We just 2 married people on the show.
Yeah, just happen to be married to each other. So what's your question, nigga?
My question for you is this. Is marriage all that you thought it would be?
No.
What you mean?
No.
What did you think marriage was going to be?
Hell no. I mean, because you get sold a dream. Like, you get the fairy tale. You see what you think you know. Because your parents don't tell you everything either. So, it's like, I mean, if you see the relationships fall apart, you may have whatever interpretation that would be for you. You see the relationships exist. You think it's a certain type of way. And it's just like, you think that everything just magically gets fixed because you're married and you made this commitment. And, you know, if you believe in God, you may think that God is going to bless you and you're going to be fine and you're not going to have any bad days and it's just going to be wonderful like the movies. And that's not real at all. I mean, and it's not even so much of the person, because it's like you expect to grow in some direction at any point in your life because you just stand still if you don't. So it's like, especially as a young couple, when you come into this thing and you 20 years old, 20 something years old, you don't know what you're getting into, because it's like, you don't even know you yet, because you 25 years old and you say you want to marry somebody, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. You don't know what that means. Like, because these first 25 years have been pretty good because, you know, that's all you know, because that's how old you are. But when you get in the thick of it and you start having kids, you got to figure out schedules, you got to figure out paying bills, you got to be, you know what I'm saying, you got to do a whole lot of things, you got to prioritize, you got to figure out your whole life. That's a lot of stress and pressure, and you still got to do all of that while tending to kids and making sure they are whole people, like they don't have no issues mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, health wise all kind of stuff. So it's a lot, and you just think that some people think that it's going to be easy, but I was told, you know, that marriage was work. I just didn't realize how much you had to work. But, you know, if you work it, it will work. If you don't want to work, if you lazy, then chances are it's not going to work. So, I mean, it's not a bad thing, but it's definitely not what I thought it was going to be, because I was under the impression, because I see everybody in my family's married, I think that, you know, marriage was going to be just sunshine and gumdrops every day. And it's some days, and then it's some days not so much.
Yeah. I mean,
but that's real life. So
that's real life. You are 100% correct. I mean, I didn't think marriage was going to be easy at all, because, you know, I saw like what my grandma and grandpa went through, my mother and her, you know, I saw all that. So I knew, like, you know, the facade wasn't there for me. Like, it wasn't like everything's good, we not arguing in front of the kid. No, you see the shit. And so, you know, you're like, damn, this is real shit that you're getting into. And it takes a special person to be married. Like, it ain't for everybody. It's not, because some people just don't want to do right. Some people don't want to compromise. Some people just can't see themselves with one person for the rest of their life. No matter how much they love them, they still want to, you know, deal with outside people and just, you know, or that the square life just not for them. You know, they used to run the streets and going to the clubs and, you know, just being.
I mean, some people are just not good people.
Yeah.
Because there's some people who are okay with being home because they just, you know what I'm saying, they don't have the desire, their mind don't wander, but they're not good people. Like, you selfish. If you a selfish person and, you know what I'm saying, you may not have the desire to cheat or anything else, but you don't have the desire to give either. And when you in a relationship, you got to give just as much as you take it, if not more.
Well, I guess.
You do, because it's like you're pulled into my situation. If I come home and I had a bad day, I mean, you not required to try to make me feel better, but as somebody who cares about me, my shitty day gonna run into yours, because that's just what it's gonna be. So you gotta kind of try to want to cheer me up and at least figure out, like, okay, how can you go back the next day, or what is your next step? Because otherwise, it's kind of like, we live in two totally different lives and we just happen to live in the same place. Mm. So if we are together, my shit affects yours and the same thing. Yours affects mine. So I just feel like you got to be committed to what it is and know that you care enough about the other person to, sometimes you're going to have to, you know, compromise in a way that you've given up or you're giving. So it's just one of those things. But of course, it's definitely worth the compromise. It's worth the commitment. Yeah. But it is definitely not what I thought it was going to be. It is not.
So, I mean, what you thought was going to be like rainbows and unicorns?
I mean, I didn't, because my parents argued in front of us. So it wasn't like I didn't think we would Skittles. Argue. But I just thought that it was going to be, I don't know. It was just like, I mean, and I knew you weren't really that romantic, but I don't know. I thought by marrying you, you would start doing a lot of stuff that you never did. So it's just like, I guess this is the way he knows how to show love. So we're going to go with that. So, yeah.
I mean, you know.
I get it now. You do love me. I know.
Yeah, see?
But it's just not the way I wanted it to be.
It's just life.
It's not.
That's
sir.
Life.
It's not, sir.
At least you got with a nigga that love you. You know what I'm saying? You could have got with a nigga that ain't love you and did all those things that you wanted him to do.
Hey,
he ain't love you.
Hey.
So that's emptiness.
Hey. What you said? My chances and my feelings and.
Yeah, all that. Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. I mean, but like I say, I don't regret a thing. No. I don't regret a thing. But it's just like, you know, same way like you said, you don't want to give me no more compliments because I got niggas in the streets.
I said, why should I be, you know.
That's taking some load off of you. So to me, it's like, you can't let that be nobody else's task.
It's not their task, but if they do it, then hey, if I forget to tell you, oh, you look nice today, and Joe Blow in the street say, hey, baby, you look nice today.
Hey. 12 niggas.
You got to hear.
Like, hey there.
You got to hear that. Now you gas for the day. I ain't got to do it.
I'm saying high. I'm on that high octane.
Oh, what's he like? Let them gas you up. I don't need to then. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, as long as you hear the compliment, that's what you want.
Yeah, but I want it from you. That's the thing, you don't understand it. I want it from you.
That's sometimes, look,
and only you.
Disregard the messenger. Listen to the message.
Okay. Well, when I tell you now. saying.
So let me know if you out there married, man. Was it all that you thought it was going to be? I want to know. I want to hear from some other married people. Yeah. Either in the comments, call the voicemail, which I know y'all not going to do. But it's just, you know, just say it out of habit. Well, it's TV talk time, Queen Germ. And I got to know, BMF happened. What'd you think about it?
BMF, it was all right. The people, I don't know, they doing too much with this lawsuit thing. It's like, I mean, okay, the nigga is in the dope game. I understand he probably thinking I can get this insurance money. It can help me to get my dope game a little further along, or get me and my wife a house. But y'all don't really need to be nowhere, cause clearly y'all ain't living right. Like you got a new baby, you got a fucked up eye. Your girlfriend, well now wife, is up in there. Y'all got to figure out some shit for real.
They got married already?
I thought they hadn't got married. They didn't. I don't think so. Go together.
I guess. Then she's baby mama.
Okay, well, either way.
And he was still living in his mama house.
I know, but that still don't mean nothing.
You married, you wouldn't be living at your mama house.
You would like to think.
Not he, with your girl. She had her own spot. Remember, the daddy came over there and was asking her about the car.
Okay, if you say so, I don't remember like that. I thought she lived with them people.
Nah, because he got shot outside her house.
Okay. Well, maybe I missed that piece. You know, I get up a lot. Yeah. But nonetheless, the facts remain. He doing too much because you bringing too much attention, because now the law finna get involved when it ain't got nothing to do with the law.
The law already on their ass. Cause,
they
got that little task force. They, you know, the down river or whatever, the Drano or whatever they're calling it. And so they already looking into him. And that damn cop that's on the detective,
he about to fuck it up.
He in too deep. And the other cop,
his partner
then followed him and everything, seen him talking to Meech and giving him money back and shit. So now he dirty. Mm-hmm. And they might have been planting evidence on him with the earring and shit. Because why would you tell him about two earrings? That made no fucking sense.
Yeah, it made no earring.
It made no sense.
Yeah. Because now you got him digging in the back seat. Now when y'all find that the earring gone, that mean he was in the car with him, because he done gone and got the earring out the thing. Y'all laid it where he could find it. He ain't had to look for. How the hell your earring get in the seat anyway?
No, and then the witness, he remember everybody. Now that the witness disappeared or whatever like that. So it's just, it's just like going on with that situation. The cop then tumbled a big time web. The big storyline of this show was Meech had went and picked up the daughter of Lamar's daughter, and I did the air quotes when I did that, from school, and he basically held her
kidnapped.
Yeah, you can say he kidnapped her. Uncle Meech kidnapped his niece, and you know, he told Lamar to give him back his stash or he gonna kill the daughter. I don't think he had plans on doing it.
He didn't.
Because, you know, like I said, Meech ain't no killer like that. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? He more a thinker than a killer. And so, you know, he muscled his dope back, but that kind of messed up Lamar's situation with Monique. And so now he's going to become a terror. Now he can't see the daughter no more. And so
they're going to have to kill him.
Yeah, they're going to have to really kill
him. That's
Lamar.
Just what it is.
Yeah, because Lamar's going to be a fucking problem. You know, they tortured this boy, and he ain't give himself up or nothing like that. So, you know, well, he did give up it to the end.
He did.
When they tell him, like,
he
look,
said
man,
just to get the girl.
He said, which one you rather do, be the man that gave up the dope, or you could have been the man that gave up the dope to save his girl? Who he said, you more scared of Lamar than you scared of me. So you want to face him and tell him, man, I could have got your daughter back if I just would have told him. He would have told you, get that fucking dope back, nigga. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he did the right thing.
And he was stuck between them.
Yeah, and the daddy, like I said, he real thirsty for that money, for that insurance money, because they offered him, what, $25,000?
Yeah, and I'm like, I get it. It was back in the day, but still, $25,000, sir?
Because they brought up him selling dope at his deposition about the lawsuit. Like,
I'm like, that ain't got nothing to do with
what
this
the
shit.
Fuck got to do with anything. Nigga, I ain't, you know, like.
My eye got shot, and the motherfuckers about, who was supposed to fix it didn't fix it. So,
yeah,
you need to give me my money.
And then they said, didn't you fall on the ground because you tried to leave the hospital? And I was like, oh, hell, you better take that 25, nigga.
Yeah, take the 25 and run.
Because they ain't going up no more. They going to go down next time.
Yeah.
So that's all for BMF, man. Check it out. Insecure came back. This episode, basically, they was back at Stanford. I think that's where they all went to school. And they were just walking around. I guess it was a 10-year reunion.
It was
a 10-year reunion. And first thing you notice, Kelly, they got her as being deceased.
And she rolling with it.
And she rolling with it for a while, but she kind of got in her feelings because, you know.
Like, nobody noticed that I'm really here in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing to say that I'm dead and I ain't come to the reunion, but you can't say I'm dead and the bitch is in the room.
Yeah. Like, you know, then it was just like nobody, like, she kind of seemed like she's just a joke to the crew.
Yeah.
And whatever like that. So that's why she was all in her bag. Molly and Issa kind of ironed their little, well, I ain't going to say they started ironing out their issues with each other. They tried friendship again. And so we're going to see how that plays out. Issa broke up with Lawrence.
Which I want them to be together.
But Lawrence got a baby on the way, and, you know, she holding his life back. She holding his life back. Lawrence go down there and be a baller.
When you find the love of your life, it don't matter. Whatever come along with that love, you just got to ride with it.
But maybe she outgrew him, and that's what she's saying. Like, you know.
She ain't outgrew him. She can't even have a real relationship with her friend until a girl pull a gun on them and robbed them.
Oh, speaking of that, Molly and Issa got robbed by one of their old college friends,
supposedly.
They, one of their ratchet crew or whatever, she stops at a liquor store, and some dude comes up and robs them. Come to find out it's a setup. She took their watch, their shoes, took everything.
And the nigga so dumb, he calls her name during the robbery.
Yeah.
That's how they knew the two of them knew each other.
So that was probably the only, the funniest part of the episode. Yeah, so it was, like I said, it was just the first episode back. It was kind of like a saying, hey, black people, come to Stanford. It's not as white as you think it is.
And that's not cool because, for number one, in 2021, we know that there's too many other schools that you can go to. Stanford, of all schools, like, yes, for real, that ain't even a thing.
We on the HBCU thing.
Yeah, I mean, and even if you ain't, why the fuck is you going to choose Stanford?
I mean, if you can get in Stanford, great. But
I'm just saying, like, come on. Like, what are you? I don't want to go nowhere where it's that slighted to the people that I'm going to be around. Like, I don't want to be around, you know what I'm saying, lily white people all day long. Like, you can have a good mixture. If it's diverse, I could get with it. But if you're talking about I'm going to be in that, you know, less than 10%, come on now. That's not going for a real college experience when you're talking about undergrad. Undergrad, you don't know yourself. So why would I be going around some people and I'm trying to figure out my life while they, you know what I'm saying, you got all this other stuff going against you. But, I mean, also the fact that I did not appreciate their use of Greek paraphernalia in this show, because, number one, if you were going to say anybody was supposed to be in any organization, why would you choose the stereotypical look that people want to pin on people who are members of Alpha Kappa Alpha? I don't understand.
I mean.
Like, no, no.
Keep up with the stereotypes.
You don't.
What are the stereotypes then?
Come on.
Give me the stereotypes.
Anybody who knows anything about Greek life knows. The simple fact of the matter is you're talking about a light-skinned or high-yellow person.
That's an AK. That's a stereotype.
But that's not an accurate depiction.
Okay.
But the point is, you put it on somebody.
What's an accurate depiction for a Delta?
People may think somebody that's of darker skin complexion.
Okay, what about a Zeta?
They're supposed to be not as attractive women. I mean, you asking, I'm telling. So okay. If you want it, I'm giving it to you.
Q-dogs.
They dirty, nasty men. I mean, like,
Sigmas.
They are probably the best. I mean, not really. I guess they kind of like, they're known for stepping and their scholarly work. Alphas are known for being scholars.
Hold on. Q Dolls, nasty niggas, and alphas is scholars.
Yes.
And alphas is the niggas that be walking. No,
because they hold on.
Alphas is niggas that be wearing the G strings and shit.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Q's wearing G-strings too,
them
sir.
Niggas be having, I remember the
you
alpha niggas.
You sound like an alpha must have stole your girl.
No, not at all. Oh, okay. Them niggas had G-strings
down,
on.
So calm down,
they
sir.
Was at the beach. I was just like, yo, why are these niggas in G-strings? And
they probably looked good.
Alpha niggas. I was just like, whoa, so you got a thong on my nigga?
And
like,
bro,
what's good? So, you know, Q-Dawg's known for eating pussy at the party.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Eating pussy ass, all that.
Kappas are pretty boys.
Pretty boys.
Sigmas are like the most normal niggas. They like the regular niggas.
Like I said, they are scholarly and they are known for being good at stepping.
No, but yeah.
And the Iotas are just like,
I never heard of those.
Couldn't pledge nothing
never
else.
Heard of those.
But they are some really nice guys at Iotas that I met.
You sound like a reject. I would not pledge Iota. Who wants to grow up and say, I'm going to be Iota?
Because their daddy was.
That nigga daddy. Bruh.
That, I'm just saying.
They just started IOTAs probably in 1950. 68.
I think so, yeah.
Nigga, your daddy wasn't no damn IOTA then.
I'm just saying. I think that's what it is.
That nigga started the motherfucking chapter.
And that's That's even more of a reason to be.
Fuck out of here, bro. Nobody say I want to be an IOTA, nigga. There ain't another one for women.
It's only, it's Divine Nine, so therefore it is, it, and they actually 63. But,
the Sigma Gamma Rose?
I said, yeah, Sigma Gamma Rose. It's four sororities and five fraternities.
So I said that's another one for women, right?
I thought we had unsaid that. They, no, we they the poodles.
What's so that mean?
They poodles, so they doggish, whatever. I mean, they're not dogs, but they still, again, another set that's not supposed to be that.
Oh, man. Wow. Hey, Greek life is, yeah, there's a lot of hating going on in there, man.
It's not hating going on. I'm just saying what y'all got stereotypes are. You got stereotypes everywhere, sir. So don't even do
all that. So do they got drinks for all these frat sororities? What's a drink? You know any of them? I mean, no.
I just know about the Blue Punch. Them Sigmas had that Blue Punch.
Oh, I know that stuff is good. I think the Q Dogs got some kind of oil or some shit like that. It's called something oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you hang around a lot of parties.
No. I told you I used to want to be a capper when I was a kid. I ain't know no better.
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't. You know what I'm saying? But that then was my, I used to be in a little mentee group, program. Uh-huh. And the cappers, and I used to think them were the coolest niggas.
And they might have been.
They came through with their little jackets on. I was like, oh, these niggas cool. I know they getting hoes. You know
what I'm saying?
I know these niggas getting it, you know, over there on campus. You know, I done seen, what's that, School Days? And, mm-hmm. You know, I done seen these niggas, this Big Brother Almighty right there, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so, yeah, I, if I wanted to be something back in the day, it probably would have been a cap, you know what I'm saying, before I got enlightened to all this shit whack. So, you know, I mean, but it's good for you if you need connections in life.
It ain't, because that ain't even necessarily the case, and you can't say that.
I said it's good for the connections in life. That's all I said.
You said if you need them. Some people have accomplished a whole lot of things before they even become a member of these organizations, okay, and therefore,
I'm just saying,
it's not that you used it for any reason. It could have been just something that you wanted to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in the last show we're going to talk about, since we was talking about a different world, we're going to talk about Wonder Years. Whatever. Wonder Years happened. Did you remember anything from the episode? Oh, yeah.
My boy was kissing people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, in this episode they had the church lock-in. Now, I don't know if you ever done one of these people, but this is when you spend the night at the church. And I didn't know.
It goes down.
It went down at the church lock-ins. That was something new to me. I guess I was just lame as fuck. You know, I'm the king of the lames. And I thought the church lock-in was just, you know, you spend a night at church. I didn't know it was when you pair up and kiss on girls and feel on girls.
And they do.
And you know, go near the damn baptismal pool and, you know.
Dive in.
Yeah. So, you know, so this episode, that basically all it was. And, you know, just showing young teenagers, you know what I'm saying, the way they be strategically to get kisses and stuff. Yeah, kisses. Plotting and stuff. It was a good episode. The mom chaperoned, you know what I'm saying? And that was about it. It was just at the church the whole episode, I do believe.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the sister was talking about how she got kissed
her first kiss.
What made Dean say, yeah, I guess I'll take a try with it.
Yeah.
And so he told all the kids at the school, so everybody was in. Mm-hmm. We going to the church lock-in now. And so they had a good time. Yeah, they had
so
it
the
going
boys on. Had their little strategies, like, yo, I'm going after this girl. They had mapped out which girls they was going out of. And then the girls had called Dean and was like, yo, Dean, you tell the boys this is who matched up with them. And so Dean was just like,
what about me?
Yeah, what about me? They're like, you just Dean. You know what I'm saying? He always been just Dean. And Dean ended up with the pastor's daughter.
Yep. And they had a real connection.
Yes, real connection. So another good episode of Wonder Years, man. Just bring you back to those younger years of your life. Think about how you used to do little stuff back when you was younger. Even though it wasn't in my times range, but shit don't change. You know what I'm saying? Shit don't change. So that's all for TV Talk, man.
The same, they say.
I'm still trying to get I was watching The Blacklist until somebody else started watching it with me. And then now, wait on me to watch it. And
you don't have to wait on me.
Okay.
I would like for you to have respect for when I do like something that you look at. Watch that other bullshit you be looking at.
Okay.
Why you can't wait? What you got to do so?
I want to go ahead and finish it.
Okay, well, we can finish it this week. Maybe.
It's that time. Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Jern act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or I just make them up. Now, before we get into this, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We weren't even in the drama club. But every week we come and do an improv for you motherfuckers. And this week ain't no different. This time, situation goes like this. Keeping it in the spirit. Parents split on letting the kids trick or treat. Queen Jern, are you ready? Setting the scene. Mom wants them to trick or treat. Dad don't want them trick or treat. So now the kids want to go trick or treat, but the parents are split, and now they're discussing it. Are you ready, Queen Jern?
I guess.
Here we go. Action.
Hey, baby, I'm about to get these kids ready. I'm gonna go on out here.
Go out where? I done told you they don't need to be out there trick or treating.
Why not?
What you mean, why not? It's dangerous out there.
It's not dangerous.
People putting razor blades and shit and candy and shit. No.
I done bought these children costumes from Party City.
Oh, well. I had already told you they weren't going.
You said that you were not in agreement with them going. Okay. That didn't mean they weren't going.
Okay, so now.
You why, not being in agreement doesn't mean they
okay,
can't go.
Okay, listen. Why you want people going door to door in the middle of a pandemic, knocking on people for free fucking candy? We can go buy them some goddamn candy. This is ridiculous.
It's a tradition.
Tradition my didn't go last year.
Okay, because we didn't know no better.
Okay, so now we ain't going again this year. They'll be okay.
They have already said the Delta variant is no longer an issue anymore.
Yeah, well, okay.
So we are good.
What about the Hershey variant? The Reese's variant?
There's no variant in that. That's,
what about
that's
them variants?
Be consistent.
They're going to be, okay, all right. Well, I tell you what. You go ahead and take them kids out and see what happens. If one of them gets sick, that's on you. No, we ain't going to fight. That's on you. If one of them gets sick, that's on you.
I mean, don't put that on my kids. No. Atmosphere.
The best way to stay your ass is at home. Mm-mm. But you want to go run your ass up the road, go ahead and do that then. Because I tell you, if something happened to the kids, that's on you. I done told you. You ain't want to listen. It's just ridiculous.
How is it ridiculous? It's a tradition. It's something that we do every year.
You know what this is? This is a pandemic. And this is not something we do every year. And people like you. Keep it going.
Because, I ain't keeping nothing going.
Yeah. You just going to knock up on people's doors for free candy.
I'm not knocking on nobody's door that light ain't on. So if they light on, that mean they got candy.
How about this? Don't stop at nobody's house that ain't got candy out that you can pick your own candy. How about that? Don't knock on nobody's damn doors. These kids.
I mean, the candy come out the house. So therefore, if nothing else, I can't get the candy,
cutting down
the
exposure. You're cutting down the exposure.
If you say so, nigga.
Because this is ridiculous. Y'all act like y'all can't. I mean, you can take the kids to the damn store, let them trick-or-treat in the damn store, walk up and down the aisle, pick all the candy they damn want.
But you got
to
pay for it.
That's even better. I'd rather pay for it this way than pay for a damn doctor visit. I ain't got no more PTO at work. I done used up all my damn time.
Nigga,
I ain't got no more time to stay home with these damn kids.
You're going trick-or-treating.
Okay, well, that's on you. Like I said, I'm not staying home from work if one of them gets sick.
So you don't care about your churn?
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
Asshole cinema.
I had to cut Queen Jern off before she got angry. She was starting to get in her feels. I seen it. So I was already
in my feels.
I had to cut it off because she was about to get angry. Because, you know, I mean, the trick-or-treating is cool.
A jerk.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's not that. I'm glad my kids are older now. I don't have to do that no more. Like, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
No trick-or-treating anymore. Yes.
They going trick-or-treating?
No, the hell they not.
Yes, they are.
No. They're not. Okay. That's ridiculous. I know the oldest one ain't. I'm going to tell him.
He got to walk with the girl.
She don't need to be going no fucking well. She 15.
As much money as we spend on them flag uniforms, she going to wear one of them shits outside for trick or treat.
Jesus.
She going to be a majorette this year. Already got it. She can pick whichever costume she want to put on.
Flagging down the street.
That's right.
Waving that flag.
Hey. And got your bag in your hand. Get you some candy.
That's ridiculous. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. What we do over here, we take some rap lyrics. We read them. But we read them in our office voice, our professional voice. You know that voice you use when you're trying to get that job or get that loan approved? Yeah, that voice. And this time, it's my turn. I think Queen Jerome went last week.
I did, y'all.
Okay, so it's my turn this week. And it goes a little something like this. You can call me Goldmouth. That's what I said. Hey, baby, you gonna eat your cornbread? Because it looked like to me that you did already. With some nice butter rolls, voodoo spaghetti. Already got me hypnotized under a spell. Walking by, looking at that whale on that tail. Can't tell you, ain't fine with that big old bump. Girlfriend, you got mega junk in that trunk. I bees on these big booty gals that are stouter. Then the coochie hole, let her know I'm about her. Damn, meal chicken, cause she kicking while I doubt her. I ain't being mean, but her pockets on the drouter. Sipping on this lean, got my dick on some. You can get sprung off dick like some powder. Oops, wrong hole, what she said in the shower. Already hit the booty hole for an hour. That was the ghetto look poet known as Project Pata with his hit song Ooh Nothing off his album Mr. Don't Play. If you got any more suggestions, hit us up. Because Master P got one in the tuck for y'all. Just go ahead and let y'all know. It's HBCU confession time. HBCU confessions. When I go to the confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and show them the Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. Why does every female want their ass ate nowadays? Every girl says they can't fuck with me if I don't eat booty, but I'm not ready for that level of freakiness yet. Fam you. Queen Germ, react.
I mean, people like their ass ate because it feel good, but I just feel like the kids ain't going to have nothing else to do. It's like if you eating ass at 20, what is you going to do at 30 and 40?
Piss.
And lick it off the floor.
Lick it off the floor.
Apparently. Because yeah. You're rushing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. You got to take your time. You got a whole lot of stuff to get to before you get to ass eating. I just feel like, I mean, lick the people damn earlobe of something. I mean, do something
lick
else.
Lick a navel.
Yeah. Don't eat an ass so fast. Like, the shit is ridiculous.
But why do all these women want their booty ate is the question you should be asking.
Y'all keep talking about the shit in the songs. If everybody keep talking about, oh my God, it feels so good. Da-da-da-da. That's making the people want to know what
FOMO,
it's about.
FOMO. Fear of missing out, huh? That's what
it
is.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want to be that girl that ain't getting their ass ate.
Don't feel like they special.
So do y'all women sit around and talk about, like, girl, I got my ass ate?
Because I don't want nobody to eat their ass. I don't want that.
I mean, that's...
Because you talk about, oh, my nigga do this, my nigga do that. Then the next thing I know, somebody might be trying to holler. I don't need all that.
Mm. Just give out BDRs. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but I don't talk about that. That's how you know it's good.
He ain't getting on
that,
girl.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I ain't got
time to have them.
It is what it is. I didn't got used to it. Hey, I don't need.
It works.
I just close my eyes and be thinking about somebody else.
Like going to the bathroom on me. That's like off of Color Purple.
Just
feel like he going to the bathroom on me.
But yeah, my advice to the young man, hey, bro, don't give in, bro. If everybody out here doing it, man, don't you be the one, man.
Yeah,
fuck
let them go to somebody else
fuck
and get
that.
Their ass ate.
They ain't fucking with you then. How about that, man? Do not be out here licking no woman ass, bro.
Period. I mean, all y'all eating each other ass at
That's
the while
because
you're kissing each other.
That's how the fucking COVID got started in the first place. All y'all around here ass eating. So look, stop that shit. Especially you college motherfuckers. Y'all should be in the books or some shit. Y'all niggas around here fucking eating ass and shit. What the fuck, bro? What the fuck, bro? So if you like those confessionals, go check them out on Twitter, man. Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
Yes. My keep it 100, I keep hearing people talking about the Lord and this and the Lord on that. Y'all need to stop playing with God.
100.
God ain't in a whole lot of the shit y'all doing. Because you're talking about stuff, oh, that was a come up. Thank the Lord. You stealing.
Nah,
you stealing. Hey. Stealing is not blessed y'all by the Lord. Like you can't
y'all
see.
Y'all be nigga be busting, y'all busting them cheeks. Y'all be, oh God. Well,
no, it ain't. I don't do all that.
I'm just saying.
I don't do all that. I don't like to play with the Lord's name. Now,
so why can't thank the Lord if my scam worked?
If your scam worked, and that's what it is, it's a scam.
But if it worked, thank God. Or if I did some dirt
and got away with it,
you thank God I made it home.
Oh, the Lord bless me, cause yes. I for real.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how you gotta look at it when you live in that life.
I mean, I guess, but I just feel like you. I wouldn't put it like that was God will because I was able to get away with something like. He looked out for you because you did something stupid.
Okay, so I'm thanking him.
But that wasn't his will.
Why not?
That was not his will. You did it.
He told me to do it.
You done gone too far. The Lord didn't tell you.
He gave me the insight to be the best criminal I could be.
Okay. If you think so. But I don't think that's what it is, sir.
Okay.
That's my keep it 100.
My keep it 100 is, man, y'all be careful out here on Halloween, man.
100.
Reading a story out here. It says, woman dressed as ghost is shot dead after Halloween prank goes tragically wrong. An unnamed woman decided to play a prank on her neighbors by walking the streets of some city in Mexico after nightfall disguised as La Llorona, which means the weeping woman. So you out here walking around like you this weeping woman, this ghost-like figure that's known on the streets, and you surprise your ass get shot, as the damn old adage says, play stupid game, win stupid prizes. And that's what the fuck she won. Okay? So y'all be careful out here on Halloween. Don't be out here trying to scare people and shit, because your ass might get shot. Niggas on edge right now. So be careful out here. That's my keep it 100. Winner or loser time, Queen Jeremy, got any winners?
Yes, I'm going to have to say all of the people who work at the Spanx company because apparently their supervisor is now being called the best boss ever.
Winner!
She gave
Spanx.
Spanx. It's like the stockings, like.
Oh, okay, the little thing that
you can hold your body together. Support garments.
The devil.
Support garments.
Devil.
And therefore.
That ain't the Lord's work right there. That's the devil.
That's the Lord. That's the devil. If you can squeeze a size 20 and something to make it look like a 14.
That's the devil.
That's the Lord.
Yeah, because when she take God. That spank off and you be like, oh, whoa, that ain't what I thought I was coming home
with.
Put it
back in there.
You got to put that spank back on. I'll tear hold of that motherfucker. I'm going to fuck you in that spank. Don't you take that shit off. Everything get to fall in the sliding everywhere. Nah, bro. Hell nah. You ain't going to do me like that. Nah, you better put that shit right back on.
Get your crotchless one.
Hey, that's what you if it ain't crotchless, it's gonna be
it's
in
gonna
a minute.
Crotchless.
Yes, sir. Ah! I'll fuck a hole in that motherfucker.
But nonetheless, the lady gave all of her employees $10,000 and an airline ticket to wherever they want to go. So
damn.
I guess she was a first class plane ticket too.
Woo!
So I guess instead of that was a form of a bonus for those.
She took
people.
That COVID money.
Yeah,
she took that COVID money
and handed it to them people. So.
That's what's up. Shout
but
out
I'm
to
the boss.
I'm
fine with it. My job can give me $10,000.
Yeah.
On top of my
let my job
check.
Give me $10,000.
Child, please.
I'm taking two
y'all
weeks off.
I'm about to say y'all niggas ain't coming to work. That's why they can't do it.
Yeah, I'm taking 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
I'm be like, yeah.
It would be justified, but she my winner for blessing the people, and the people are winners because they received the gift.
My winner is Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Winner.
Okay, on Sunday. Tom Brady was playing a football game against some team. Doesn't matter who they were playing. They were some scrubs. Tom Brady threw his 600th touchdown pass, right, to Mike Evans. Mike Evans catches the ball, runs up, give it to a fan they had on a Mike Evans jersey. Once he runs back to the sideline, they informed him, like, that was the 600th touchdown, right? Something that nobody in NFL history has ever done, thrown 600 touchdowns. So Mike Evans like, oh, shit. So Tom Brady people, the Tampa Bay people, they go over there and start negotiations with the fan. They agreed at first, initially, to another game ball, $1,000 gift card, and season tickets for the rest of this year and next year. Nigga, you got jobbed. You got jobbed. Then they said Tom Brady might come over here and thank you because they like Tom really wants the ball back. You know what? You wouldn't have got that motherfucking ball back. Mm-mm. If you did get that ball back, it would have been a little slip of paper with my information on it, an account that you could send $1 million to. Because, first of all, the game was a blowout. As soon as I would have got that ball, and once they said it was a 600 ball, I'm headed out to the stand. You're going to have to find me, motherfucker. I ain't gonna let you talk to me in this stadium with thousands of people hollering and the pressure. You know, because if I could go to court and say, yo, I did that shit under duress. I had a couple drinks that day. It was people screaming at me.
Go ahead and do
it. It's for time. You gotta do it for time. And I felt the pressure. That's why I did it. So Tom Brady and them, y'all finessed them, but Tom's trying to make it right. He's gonna say he's gonna get a man a Bitcoin or
but
something.
But that ain't
like,
worth what? $50,000?
$60,000. I mean, it's better than that goddamn $1,000 gift card at the team store. Like, nigga, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't got no value to nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
$1,000? Like, oh.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, $50, $60.
The jersey's $100 a piece, yeah, so, you know, then he can get a couple autographed jerseys. You know, they trying to do right by him because, you know, the public pressure is out there saying, like, y'all robbed this man.
Yeah, because y'all could, you know, good and well, that thing could easily sell for $1 million if y'all was to,
thank you.
To put it on the market or something. So.
Thank you. So, you know.
Look out for the fans.
Look out for the fans. And I'm just saying, y'all my winners for finessing that young man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all my winners, because that was disgusting. Disgusting. You got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yeah, my loser this week is Kane Brown.
Loser.
He's supposed to be some performer. He fell off the stage in Memphis, Tennessee when he was performing last Saturday. Some song called Lose It, and he lost it, and he fell on the ground.
His name is what?
His name is Kane Brown.
Never heard of the nigga.
Well, he's supposed to be somebody, child.
Queen Germ making up losers.
How am I making up losers, nigga?
Made up a concert a couple weeks ago. Now you making up losers and shit.
He is an American singer. Kane Brown.
What's his real name?
Shit, I don't need to know. That's his stage name?
That's what it is. Give me one of his songs. Lose It?
That's the song he was singing when he fell on the
who's
damn
who's he signed to? Nobody knows this nigga Queen Germ. This nigga unknown.
It doesn't matter. It's on the damn
nigga, you know
thing.
What I mean, nigga, you know how many unsigned artists fell on stage last week and you gonna get this nigga shine?
Yeah. Oh. His birthday was just the other day. His birthday was 2 days before he fell off the stage.
Who cares? Like, who?
They were celebrating.
Okay. How? Kane Brown.
Kane Brown, 28 years old, for Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Nobody's heard of you, my nigga.
He got all, look at all these videos. He got official video.
Nigga, we got official video. What the fuck is that saying?
I said he my loser, nigga. Who's your loser?
My loser is this Florida man. That's 46 years old, that married his 18-year-old goddaughter.
Loser.
And they have a 2-year-old.
So that means he need to go to jail.
Well, according to the girl, she grown. She got kicked out of the house when she was 16. So she grown and she been on her own. So how y'all gonna tell her how she living her life? And why should she mess with somebody that's her age? Because she been on her own since she's 16 and she grown. And her and her nigga got this. And y'all was just hating. And this and that. And this nigga got married and had 2 collars on his shirt. He had a short sleeve shirt and a long sleeve shirt on. And had 2 fucking collars. That shit was country than a motherfucker. And then they make a little video together talking about how they gonna be straight and he don't give a fuck about nothing, all this shit and this and that, and you know, the picture going around that's not her when she was a baby and this and that. Nigga, explain. You got a 2-year-old with an 18-year-old, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying. So that means he should be going to jail because she was 16 when she had the baby.
I mean, I guess unless 16 is the legal age of consent.
And it's probably not. But
it probably is.
I don't give a damn if it is. My thing is, it's the disgusting part that you knew me my whole life. That means you plotted on me.
Well, he said he know her his whole life.
How you know her daddy?
That's what I wanted. Because he put on they showed the little Facebook post he had where she went missing. He's like, y'all help me find my goddaughter. So he can't deny the goddaughter claims. But
she went missing, but she was already at your house. Because you can't run away. You can't tell me that you was already doing what you was doing. You had untook the girl from her people.
Yeah, so you're my loser, my guy.
And these the people who still draw breath.
I mean, like I said, the good die young. Fuck niggas live forever, dog.
Yes.
So, you know, that's just how it go. Yes. That's just how it go. That's my loser. Well, Queen Jern, it's time to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T. Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Statics, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, light skinned Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, the CG 24, Texas T, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, 12 Cal Podcast, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. You got Dr. Cam, that disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Long Live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Eclectic Discussion Pod. Shout out to Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis and the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Cool Out Corner. Shout out to any other podcast to fuck with us. Shout out to everybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Dot Claw, all the gang. Shout out to Amazing AP, Sleazy the Back Farmer, Dragon Lady, anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, bro. Yeah. Queen Jern, trying to rate your show.
Had fun tonight, as usual. Mm-hmm. You worked my nerves in the beginning, mm-hmm. and I, you know, let it go so that I can get into the art. So as we transition from pre-show to real show to post-show, I gotta say, give it a 9.
All right, I'm gonna give it a 8.5, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
And I'm gonna have a good time when this show release on Friday.
Oh yeah,
I'm already claiming it.
Hey, claim it, cause you just like I said, going to the comedy show.
And anything I wanna do afterwards. Just say it so we can get it on document.
No, because it's not going to happen. I don't want to put no fake stuff out there.
I'm saying you could say to I can me say it, and commit to me. But I don't want I you can't to lie. Commit. I don't want you to lie.
I can't
now.
Commit to that because it'll be a lie.
Mm-mm. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Well, now we did the ratings. We did everything else. It's time to say thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate, subscribe. Download the Frocast. Don't forget about our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon if we join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple. Got yeah. plenty of them. Go get you one.
Or you could join the Patreon and be in the drawing for the shirt.
Yeah, because we do those. You know, we got one more. I mean, it's too late once you hear this because the final drawing.
Yeah, that's the final one for this
it's
month.
The final one. So, you know.
Catch us next time.
Catch us next time. You know what I mean? Because that's just how it rocks. So, on behalf of everyone in the Nappy Afro Nation, I want to thank y'all for listening. Not on behalf, but to everyone in the nation, thank y'all for listening, supporting us, coming, doing all that good stuff. Whatever y'all do, have y'all support the show, whether it's listening, retweeting it, reblogging it, spreading the word, putting people on, man. I just want to thank y'all for that. Because, you know, we're not professional podcasters like, you know, Academics and Adam 22 is. You know, they said they do podcasts in the essence of podcasts, so they don't have an outline or nothing. So you've been podcasting for, what, 3 years? And you're whatever. Ah, but hey. I don't like getting into podcast wars because, you know, I'm in my own lane. So if you like listening to their show, listen to their show. Don't compare my show to their show, okay? And you know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking to. So.
Talk that shit.
It's your boy, King Jern.
And it's your girl, Queen Jern.
And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.